Senator Daphne Jordan, a Republican, led a news conference attended by officials from three upstate counties. They say there would be some unintended consequences if undocumented immigrants were to get the licenses.
The concept of this legislation is bad, it's poorly written, and must be defeated. I say, hit the brakes on licenses for illegal immigrants.
Jordan is in the minority in the Democratic-led state Senate, where the measure is gaining support. Governor Andrew Cuomo says if the Senate and the Assembly, which is also led by Democrats, approve the measure, he will sign it into law. Senator Jordan says the bill sets a double standard. She says law enforcement would not be permitted to review the records of an undocumented immigrant who is pulled over in a routine traffic stop, but will still be allowed to do background checks on U.S. citizens who are stopped by police. And she says provisions that require a lower standard of proof of identity for obtaining a standard driver's licenses and rules that shield the immigrants' backgrounds could lead to an underground market in identity theft.
This is a license to commit fraud.
Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola has operated the county's DMV offices for more than 30 years. He and the others say they are not anti-immigrant, and he says his wife is a naturalized U.S. citizen. But Marola says if the measures pass, it will diminish the value of driver's licenses as a proof of identity, at a time, he says, where many New Yorkers are being asked to jump through hoops to provide greater proof of identity in order to get licenses that will be needed to board planes after October 1. 2020.
Once we start giving driver's license to people that are here illegally, you're diminishing the license that you carry every single day. And it's really about that document. It really is.
Marola says if the bill becomes law, he might not obey it.
I may just get a banner put across the front of the building that we will have ICE on speed dial.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
The press conference was interrupted at times by protesters who backed the driver's licenses for the immigrants and who heckled the speakers, saying their characterization of the bill is not accurate and that they were engaging in scare tactics. The exchanges were mostly polite, though, with those holding the press conference at one point thanking the demonstrators for exercising their First Amendment rights. David Banks from the group Greenlight New York says New Yorkers will be safer if fewer undocumented immigrants are driving illegally.
It's Orwellian to suggest otherwise, because all that this does is make sure that undocumented immigrants can get a driver's license, which means that they will be insured and their cars will be registered and inspected and that they will have taken a driving test.
Some county leaders and county sheriffs in New York support the driver's license measure, including those in the Hudson Valley, Albany, the Bronx, and Brooklyn. 12 other states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico already allow them. A 2017 study by Stanford University found California's 2015 law did not increase the rate of traffic accidents and reduce the rate of hit-and-run accidents. Senator Jordan remains unpersuaded. She says she does not believe the current bill before the legislature could be rewritten to address her concerns.
I think the fix is for them to become documented.
The issue will be a hot topic when lawmakers return later this month for the final 2 months of the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.